Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the main topic in Harrisburg this week, and really for most of the year, that's the state budget. Obviously, we are getting some stuff done here this week. A budget bill has been passed. There's a little bit of housekeeping to finish up. Talk to us about where this stands and why this is a pretty good budget.
Well, this week, I was proud to support the House-approved no tax increase budget for the 2018-2019 fiscal year. This passed the House with 188-10 votes. House Bill 2121 puts the taxpayer at ease knowing that additional money will not need to come out of their paychecks or pockets. Increases for vital services like education, EMS, and community hospitals are also included. And for the first time in 10 years, money is going to be deposited in the state's rainy day fund. The $32.7 billion spending plan is a 1.7% increase over the current fiscal year's budget, which is below the rate of inflation. As I mentioned, we were able to increase the funding for our local schools and universities here within the Commonwealth. These funding increases consist of creating a new $60 million initiative to ensure Pennsylvania's children are safe in their learning environments, and investing $100 million more for basic education, $25 million more for early childhood education, and an additional $15 million for special education. This equates to a record high of $12.3 billion for pre-kindergarten through 12th grade education. Now, in our local area, I want to go over the numbers real quick as to what our school districts will be receiving. The Myersdale Area School District will receive $7,299,224. Salisbury Elk Lick School District will receive $1,991,607. Turkey Foot Area School District will receive $2,362,378. The Albert-Gallatin School District will receive $23,892,476. In the Laurel Highlands School District, they'll receive $14,297,028. And in the Uniontown Area School District, $16,037,349. The budget also includes a 3% increase for the Pennsylvania state-related universities and community colleges, a 3.3% boost for the state system of higher education, and $30 million more for career and technical education.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.